Tuesday afternoon, a warmer Tuesday afternoon that we've had before. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Wow, sounds like we're going to finally get some warm weather this weekend.
I know, I'm super pumped. I even wore sandals today.
You did.
I just broke those sandals out and decided it was time.
All right.
The toes just need some sun, though, yep. And it looks like we're going to get it. So that's
right.
Great.
Great. That's good. Well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, tonight we are all about bunnies. We will have live bunnies here at the Appleton Public Library for our preschool story time.
Oh, the kids will love that.
I know. I could hardly wait, too. And so that will be tonight, which is May 3rd at 5:30 p.m. And we've got all sorts of fun events planned. And, of course, like I said, real live bunnies for you to pet and maybe hold a little bit if you're very gentle with them. Anyway, so we're super excited about that, and that is tonight. Tomorrow, the 4th, we have a couple of things going on. We've got Steve Sarut here for computer, ABE, ESL, and more, and he's here from 4 to 6 p.m. And then also at 3:30, we are showing an after-school movie, Ice Age Collision Course. So a couple of things, you know, for Wednesday. And then, of course, next week we have our adult program. We're doing decorated centerpiece boxes for adults. And it's all about stenciling. If you've never tried stenciling before, we're going to try a few. We'll have a few different choices of stencils, and you'll learn all about how to stencil. So kind of interesting, and that is Tuesday, May 10th at 6:30 p.m., and it does require pre-registration for that one. None of the rest of it does, but that one we do require pre-registration.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, the 11th, we have an after-school painter's tape masterpieces for any school-age children. And so that does not require registration, but we have lots of supplies for that, so you will be painting a masterpiece. And all the supplies are always included in all of this, and so keep that in mind, that we have a lot of wild things going on. You know, we've got our, every Wednesday after school, we have a program of some sort for children. And then keep in mind, you know, the first and third Wednesday, we've got Steve Sterud here. We've got our book club the end of the month. We've got usually at least one or two adult activities going on, and our take and makes that are happening here. And if you're interested, I always put out a monthly newsletter of all the different activities that we have going on here, and I have it in paper here at the library. And then if you want to look online at our Facebook page, you'll be able to find it there as well. So that keeps you up to date on the things going on here at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, I really enjoy your Facebook post, Cindy, from the Appleton Public Library. You put up some awesome pictures. Everyone looks like they're having such a great time at all these events.
I know. I just love it. You know, you just need to capture those moments because I think people do. They just enjoy all this stuff. I had someone call me today and said how much they really enjoy all the different classes and things that we have here. So I can just hardly wait till we have the new library and all the opportunities that all that new space are going to offer us will just have us doing even more, so that's exciting.
Can you give us a quick update on the library progress there? Where's it at?
Right now, we're getting everything ready and things, and hopefully we'll be accepting and putting things out there for bids and accepting bids and awarding bids. So the next month has a lot of things like that going on.
Okay.
Finalizing those decisions on different things, and hopefully...
I saw the floor plan in the... Was it the paper?
I think I posted it on Facebook.
Okay,
too.
Facebook.
And I do have one on display here at the library. So if people are interested, stop on down and check it out because it's just unreal, all the cool things that we're going to have in there.
That's right.
I know. It's all about the people, you know, providing spaces, having opportunities, having a different room for a variety of things. And so we're super excited about it.
Good. Well, let's move into what are people reading. What are people reading, Cindy?
Well, you know, there are some new books out. David Baldacci has the third book in the Archer series is released, so that is something that's exciting. He is a very popular author, and Daniel Steele has got a new book out called Beautiful. A supermodel deals with the effects of a terror attack at an airport in Brussels on her life and appearance. James Rollins has a 16th book in the Sigma Force series out called Kingdom of Bones. And we also have some new nonfiction by Randy Rainbow, Playing with Myself, a memoir by the three-time Emmy-nominated comedian known for his online musical and political satires. So, okay. And then also we have What We Wish Were True by Tolu Schuler Quinn, reflections by the late founder of the Nashville Food Project on the themes of life and death. It's just lots of interesting new things out there for fiction and nonfiction. And keep in mind, if you've got a favorite author, always stop on down and let us help you find their latest book. Or we've always got lots of suggestions, because I think everybody that works here is pretty much a reader, because we're always talking about what we're reading. So.
Yep. Well, if you work at a library, you better be a reader, right?
I know. I just got asked yesterday, how many books do you think you read a year?
And it's a lot.
It's embarrassing to even say how many, because it's so bad on how many I do read, because it's a lot. Over 100. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, you've always said you're kind of a speed reader, though, aren't you?
You have a talent of
speed reading.
And, you know, but if it's something I really like, sometimes I go slow just to savor the book, because some books are so good you just don't want them to end.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Real good, Cindy. Well, where's the Appleton Public Library located, and when are you open?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center with the city offices, and we are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 289-1681. Like us on Facebook and follow us, or check out our website for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thanks for the update from the Appleton Public Library today, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.